This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Prosecutors are proposing the Club Q shooter pay more than $85,000 in restitution to survivors and families of victims. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
Court documents filed on Wednesday propose payments on behalf of 17 different people. The numbers could go up if additional victims or losses are identified by the local district attorney's office. Payments range from $50 to more than $13,000. Five people were killed and more than a dozen others were injured by gunfire at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last November. The shooter was given five consecutive life sentences plus an additional 2,000 years in prison. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The defense has 14 days to respond to the proposal, and a correction, an earlier version of the story incorrectly stated where the proposal was in the process. Nearly 2,000 Xcel Energy workers could strike without a new employment deal. CPR's Sam Braff reports their current agreement expires at the end of this month.
Nate Gutierrez is with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 111. After months of negotiations, he says the company still hasn't offered a plan for fair wages or a detailed way to help workers in closing coal-fired power plants.
The lack of movement in the last multiple sessions is unfortunately getting us closer to an impasse, which allows for the next steps to actually become more of a reality.
A strike could mean fewer workers ready to fix gas and power outages. An Xcel Energy spokesperson declined to say what that mean for customers, but said the company is negotiating in good faith. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's break from drought conditions is over. Federal drought monitors say, quote, abnormally dry conditions have returned to the western slope. This is CPR and KRCC.